The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Tom and Lorraine Lucas, they've had to live through something no parent should have to endure. On November the 6th, 2003, a customer found the bodies of four homicide victims at the Superbike Motorsports in Chesney, South Carolina. The victims, Scott Ponder, Beverly Guy, Chris Sherbert, and Brian Lucas. Brian, of course, being Tom and Lorraine's son. They had all been shot at their place of employment there. This homicide case, it lingered for years. Local law enforcement not able to solve it. Tom and Lorraine literally moved to South Carolina in hopes of finding their son's killer. They became involved in organizations like Crime Stoppers. They organized the printing of playing cards with their son's photo and other unsolved crime information that was distributed in the prison system, doing everything they could in hopes of finding their son's killer. November 3rd, 2016, Spartanburg County Sheriff's deputies made a gruesome discovery. And there's going to be a special airing tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, on Headline News that's going to spotlight this.
Coming through, okay?
What's your name?
Both feet.
Just one.
Let me see.
Okay,
it's
so
a
chain
from
the wall up here.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
we're
going to
get you out
of here,
okay?
Caleb
Brown.
Caleb Brown. Do you know whose property we're on right now?
We are still looking for Charles David Carver. He was the other part of this missing person. We have not located him yet.
Do you know where your buddy is?
Charlie?
Yes.
He says there's several bodies dead and buried out here.
We're trying to make sure that, you know, that we don't have a serial killer on our hands. This very possibly could be what we have.
Prominent upstate realtor Todd Kohlhepp. He had been living a double life, and it had just fallen apart when he was arrested that November day after authorities had found Caleb Brown chained in a metal shipping container on 96 acres of property that Kohlhepp owned in Woodruff. Miss Brown, at the time, had been missing from nearby Anderson for a couple of months. He would later confess to the murder of a total of seven people, including the four victims at the Supermike Motorsports. Saturday night at 8 o'clock, as part of the HLN's new original series, Lies, Crimes, and Video, it's an eight-part true crime series. The series will feature Todd Kohlhepp and his story, and it's going to talk about the Superbike Motorsports. Lorraine Lucas appeared on that as well, and I wanted to bring Tom and Lorraine in for just a few minutes this morning to talk about this case. Let's start with a statement, Tom Lucas, that I read that you told to the Greenville News back in December, I believe it was. Tom, you said, many people will tell you, I'm very glad you got closure. There's no such thing as closure. We have some answers. We have some information, but the pure heartache will never go away. And I thought that was a pretty fair statement, Tom, because you never really get closure, do you?
No, good morning, Joey.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us on. And no, you're right. We hear that a lot, and we understand other families and they go through this, but you're looking for answers, but, you know, your life changes and you just have to take it a day at a time and do the best you can. So it's something that never goes away completely.
Yeah, I tell you, it's just a and of course, Lorraine, I met you guys when you became involved in Crime Stoppers, and you literally you weren't living here in South Carolina when your son was killed, right?
That's correct. We were living in Kentucky.
And you moved here afterwards because you just wanted to be here. You felt like you needed to be involved to help find your son's killer, right?
That's correct. We wanted to do that and be close to our family.
Yep. What horrible grief. Like I said, we met through your involvement with Crime Stoppers, and I kind of have lived part of this, I feel like, through the years with you guys. I admire what you did. I admire the energy and the effort you put into this. Let's talk for a minute, Tom, about the playing cards. You brought this to South Carolina, and there are cards that have on the back of them, they had, in your case, Brian, your son's photo, but they have information about unsolved crimes, and they're distributed in the prison system. Talk about that for a minute and how important that has been.
Well, yeah, we were actually at a conference in Florida, and I saw something come up on the TV about the Unsolved Homicide Playing Card Program, and they were doing it in Florida. And, you know, I thought to myself, that is a great idea. We need to do this in South Carolina. So I made it a mission that I would figure out a way to at least try to get it started, find out how it worked. In the beginning, I was just trying to raise enough to get a few thousand decks made with other cases throughout the area and the state just to give away. And it turned out to be, you know, something much better, in which we had a lot of help. And throughout the state, it was a good idea. The manufacturer was really good to work with. So it became a process in which I would go throughout the state meeting different investigators and so forth, and getting cases that they would like to highlight. Yeah. And it just kept one addition to the next.
And you ended up, I mean, it wasn't just a few thousand. I mean, there were many, many thousands eventually distributed, right?
It ended up being through meetings within the Department of Corrections, a good idea. And John Osmond, who was director at the time, said, we will sell these in the prison system, which at the time were 28 facilities. And I felt like it was a gift from God, like, wow, what an idea. And thankful. And we were doing like 20, 25,000 a year.
Wow. Yeah.
Through the Department of Corrections. And, you know, that was their thing. They would resell them. They had that relationship with the vendor and so forth. It was not a moneymaker by any means. You know, I didn't want anybody to think that. It was just something. Well, I was kind of like a van of white. I would organize a thing and we would make it work.
Yeah. And what a wonderful service that you guys provided. And again, this came from your way of dealing with the grief and the loss of your son. That did not lead to the arrest of Todd Kohlhepp, but it has helped solve other crimes around the state. I know that personally. I know that I've had law enforcement officers tell me that. I know that Crime Stoppers programs have benefited from that. Let's talk for a minute. Lorraine, you talk with some of the headline news folks when they were down earlier this year for tomorrow night's special, airing at 8 o'clock tomorrow night on Headline News, Lies, Crimes, and Video. Lorraine, you spoke with them about, you know, what you guys have experienced. Are you guys going to watch this tomorrow night?
Oh, absolutely.
And what kind of, when you're sitting there and you're watching the story and you see, you're going to see video of this man, Todd Kohlhepp, who killed your son, and he brags to law enforcement officials about how efficient he was, and he even tells them that he could teach them a few things. I got to believe that's going to be hard to watch.
Well, we've seen a lot of those. They gathered the families together and showed us some of that. So, but I'm sure there's going to be, you know, every time you see it, I don't know, you sit in amazement that somebody can be so calculated and so arrogant, you know, but that's his personality.
Yep. With me this morning, Tom and Lorraine Lucas, their son Brian was one of the victims of Todd Kohlhepp. Tom, you guys and other families of the victims filed a wrongful death suit against Todd Kohlhepp. Talk with us about that, and what were you hoping to gain from this?
Well, when that whole thing, you know, came to be, and there was time for civil action, it was just all the families and getting together, and the idea there was to make sure that the families would benefit whatever there was. We don't think there's a lot, but it was just a process. We had to go through another step in getting some answers and putting this thing to bed to make sure that we didn't feel confident we could get the death penalty. So we all agreed to this, but we wanted to make sure that he was in prison for the rest of his life. And we really didn't want to hear anything about his resources. We didn't want to hear his name on TV.
Yeah.
We wanted him locked up, and that's really not the case, but that's what we were hoping for.
Yeah, yeah. Tom and Lorraine Lucas, thank you for spending a few minutes this morning. And, you know, I want to just say how much I admire you two because of how you have handled this. And again, the some of the things that you've done, your involvement with Crime Stoppers, it's really helped. It's put other people, other bad people behind bars. So you've helped a lot of other families out there. And again, I think probably it's just a way that you have dealt with the grief of your loss. But I appreciate what you do. And, you know, I continue to pray for you. And, you know, I just wish you the best of luck.
Well, Joey, you've been a good friend and an advocate for years involved in Crime Stoppers. Just want to tell you thanks for all you're doing to get the word out as well.
Sure thing. Thank you both. Have a wonderful Friday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joey. Sir.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.